Hello and welcome to this Product Innovation Podcast brought to you by Meat & Poultry and MeatPoultry.com. I'm Joel Cruz. I'm the editor of Meat & Poultry. And today we're going to hear a little bit more about some of the news that came out today regarding the launch of a new culinary concept led by Janet Riley, who is Senior VP of Public Affairs with the North American Meat Institute. Janet, thank you for joining us this morning and telling us a little more about what's known as Beefshy.
Hey, thanks for having me on this great day.
So you told me a little bit about this the last few weeks and kind of what led up to the idea. Could you share with us a little bit more about, this is obviously a kind of a labor of love for you. Talk a little bit about the impetus about what sparked the idea for this product.
Sure. We're a contractor to the Beef Checkoff to promote prepared beef products like beef salami and pastrami and corned beef and roast beef and jerky and all the other great prepared beef products out there in the marketplace. And I was contemplating how we reach the millennial audience that seems to have less of an emotional connection to the products than other generations. And they also like their food prepared in creative ways, and they like to engage in food. And so I was literally, I wish there were a more exciting story, but I was driving to work one day and thinking about how I'm not personally a fan of sushi. My husband is, but it's just one of those foods that I don't enjoy going out to dinner for. And I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if we substituted some of these prepared beef products in sushi, and then you could offer both, and somebody like me could have both in a restaurant. And so I came to the office and kind of gingerly shared my idea, thinking maybe it's just a dumb idea, but people seem to like it. And so we decided to take it one step further and start to develop it. And so here you have it today in its full development.
So part of that process, part of that vetting process, obviously was beyond just asking around the office, you all commissioned some research. Can you talk a little bit more about that research and what the findings were?
Sure. In order to really research the concept, we felt like we needed to be able to show people what it looked like. So we went ahead and tried to identify the right culinary expert, recipe developer who could help us take this concept to the next level. And I found a local Culinary Institute of America trained chef named Lisa Cherkasky. And I contacted her and, again, kind of gingerly said, what do you think of this idea? Well, she really liked it. And so she fleshed it out for us and gave us some ideas, and we really liked them. It was exactly what I was thinking of, like a Texas roll that's kind of a play on the traditional sushi California roll where you've got beef in place of shrimp, and it's got a little Texas spin on it, you know, just tweaking the names a little bit and so that there's some connection to sushi, but they're innovative and creative. And so she gave me all these ideas. We asked her to go ahead and develop them fully. And she recommended an excellent food photographer, and we photographed them, and I was stunned at how beautiful they were. And that's so important today in reaching millennials, is having something that's really pretty to look at. And the online space is so crowded with food. So how can you make something really interesting and beautiful? And this just seemed to be the solution. So once we had the photos, we took it to Nielsen, and Nielsen did a poll, and they asked consumers to rate how appealing a platter of sushi was compared to a platter of beefshi. And beefshi was competitive with sushi, in fact, one percentage point higher, but I guess statistically speaking, it's about equal. And so about 2 out of 3 consumers found it very appealing, which they said was remarkable for a concept that no one had ever tasted before, that this was the first time they were seeing it, as it contrasted to sushi, which is quite familiar. And so we thought we had a winner. So we went ahead and developed a website, beefshi.com, and we shot videos actually in a sushi restaurant with a real sushi chef preparing it. And we tried to make them fun, and he wears a cowboy hat to link it to beef. And so there you have it. We have 8 how-to videos, 8 beautiful recipes, a website, an infographic that's like a guide to beefshi, much like the guides to sushi that you've seen. And we're doing a big push this week online in the social media space, and we are so excited. We're going to be sampling it at the meat conference later on this month to take it to retail audiences, and we're going to be promoting it as well to the food service community.
And to be clear, when you first told me about it, the first thing that came to my mind was, oh, it's sushi. You must mean this is going to be raw raw beef or raw meat products. It, clearly, it's not, and we tried to make that clear in our story that we posted on meatpoultry.com this morning.
That's right. These are all prepared beef products. So the products that we're using are already cooked, which means it's, you know, it's safe for kids to eat. It's safe for grandma to eat, which is really great. You know, sushi's not something that appealed to my kids when I was out, nor would I really wanted my kids to eat a food that wasn't fully cooked. And so you've got the safety advantage here as well. And these are familiar foods. In fact, this could maybe be a gateway to even for kids to enjoy sushi as part of their diet because they're trying something that's familiar. So they might sample bishi and really like it, and then later on they can try sushi and they might like that too. But it's really nice because we're bringing beef together with vegetables and rice, and the nutrition profile on these items is really excellent. And so you can have them as an appetizer with just a few, or you could have them as a full mixed platter like people are used to eating in a sushi restaurant.
And so obviously the one of the goals is to get the word out and educate the consumers, but I assume there's a part of this is to also inform and educate the culinary world out there, the chefs and the folks who have an influence in the culinary community.
That's right, absolutely. And we'll be going to New York later on this year to host a media briefing, and we're planning to serve some bishi in New York City to writers and really publicize it there as well. So really hoping this concept can take off.
And finally, could you talk a little bit about can you talk about the kind of the timeline and kind of a little more about that, you know, this research and this, you know, the time and effort that went into this obviously took some resources. Can you share a little more about those things?
Sure. We started this concept in late October, shot the video in December. Today's the official launch, and then we'll be taking it to the meat conference at the end of February. We're doing online promotion, pushing it out on Facebook and putting some advertising dollars behind it. We'll be doing a big social media campaign this month, and next month is Deli Meat Month, and so we're going to continue to highlight bishi as part of our celebration of Deli Meat Month. And then in April, we're planning to go to New York City, and so we're going to continue to highlight it, and we hope that we can even develop additional recipes and continue to add to the bishi concept with additional different ideas.
Very good. Well, hey, I appreciate you taking the time to give us a little more detail. Thank you so much, and congratulations on the launch of this new product, this new concept, and we'll look forward to seeing bishi on the menus and in the grocery stores of our local retailers.
Hey, thank you, Joel, and thanks to the Beef Checkoff for having faith in us as contractors to promote this new idea.